Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bag it hard. Good morning and welcome, my friends. Another day in paradise. We're going to make it awesome. Even though life in these here United States can be very tough, can be very difficult. Apparently, there are landmines and barriers put in place for women to overcome. And it is so much harder for them to achieve in America. Maybe I didn't realize that. Where do these words of wisdom, where do they come from? Women who have scratched and clawed and worked their way up? No.
No?
It would be former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Hey, Mike.
And her guest, actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Silver Spoon.
You've heard the Dreyfus Fund. She's an heir to that. Plus her Seinfeld career. I don't know. She's worth at least $250 million, and I think it's a lot more than that.
Wow.
So you're worth $250 million at least.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama's not exactly hurting.
No.
And never really was.
No.
Went to top schools, went to law school. You know, she was never worried about her next meal.
So they can relate.
See, they can relate.
Struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure they can.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, Michelle has a podcast, IMO, I guess is what it's called. Mm. So Dreyfus appeared on that, and the topic turned to the plight of women in America.
Mm.
Obama argued that there are landmines and barriers put in place for women to overcome, and it's so much harder for them to achieve in America. Say, yeah, versus like Iran. Oh, no,
yeah.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you think of any nation where women have more opportunities actually than in America? Can you think of any?
There's not one. No, absolutely not. This is the best place in the world to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women have so many landmines and barriers and don'ts and limitations. That's what Michelle Obama said.
Congress is full of women. Women have run for president. Women run corporations in our country.
Yeah.
So, no.
A very integral and important part of the workforce.
Yes.
And yeah. Women to overcome. Barriers and landmines for women to overcome.
And here's a crazy thought. Not every woman wants to go down that road and doesn't have to.
No way.
No, you got a choice in America.
Could you still be considered successful if you're just a mother or a homemaker?
Come on, use the real word. You're just a housewife, as they used to would have said. No, I mean, if anything, talk about being a CEO. Shuffling kids and laundry and sports and the house and keeping your husband in line, that's work.
Yeah.
It
truly is.
Yeah.
And look, if you were in the age of the suffragette and women fighting for their rights and all that, that was different. And then there was even the way that women may have been treated in the workplace, say, in the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. and the way men behaved.
Yes.
I could understand that being, you know, obstacles and a problem and barriers and landmines. I get it. But that was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
60 years ago.
It's a different world.
Don't tell me that Michelle Obama faced all these obstacles and landmines. And don't tell me that Julia Louis-Dreyfus ever did.
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, the closest thing she's ever come to a catastrophe was a broken nail 12 years ago. You know, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, but they airlifted another one
in
and it was just
people,
fine. Yeah.
These people. I can relate to you. No, not so much. President Trump revealed Thursday that imported goods from Canada will be subject to a 35% tariff. That starts next month, by the way.
I hope it's not Canadian bacon.
Ah. Mm. And, well, they're cutting it so thin now, I say we ban it.
Wow.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe that's not the Canadians' fault, whoever's slicing it so thin.
That's true.
McDonald's. that's why I always get the sausage.
Me too.
Egg muffin.
Ooh, a sausage egg McMuffin. That is the best.
It isn't it?
With
though?
A hash brown? Are you kidding
God,
me?
God, who else was saying that? It was one of the people that was in this quarterback show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is it Marcus Mariota? It might have been. Yeah, I think he said that was his weakness.
Oh, that is my favorite breakfast sandwich, pretty much. It's That or the All-American from the Bagel Bakery. They're very different, I know. But those two, a Sausage Egg McMuffin or the All-American, just, you know.
Used to be like, the home run or the Grand Slam or something that I believe. Denny's had a version of it. IHOP had a version of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, IHOP, they don't do those, I used to call them Nutri-Grain pancakes, but they're something like that.
Okay.
With the grain.
Really? Were they good?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
I guess if you put enough butter and syrup on anything.
No, wanted them instead of that buttermilk or blueberry or anything else. Yeah. Well, up in northern Georgia, they took us to a restaurant called the Rusty Bike.
Okay.
Rusty Bike.
That's different.
In Clayton, I want to say. And, their pancakes, they had the grain ones or whatever.
Right.
Oh, to die for. Mm. Yeah, smothered in butter and syrup. I said, heart attack, take that, brother.
And have some more syrup. Have some butter.
Yeah, North Florida, keep a room ready for me.
There you go.
So Trump notified Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney of the incoming tariffs in a letter. Yeah, because no one wants to hear somebody screaming on the other end of the phone. One of the dozens that the president has fired off to foreign leaders, because this is it. Party's over, baby. If you didn't come to the table August 1st, you're going to get kicked in the... You're going to get slapped in the face. It is a great honor for me to send you this letter, and that it demonstrates the strength and commitment of our trading relationship and the fact that the United States of America has agreed to continue working with Canada despite Canada having financially retaliated against the United States. Now, we could call it a day and take all those tariffs away if you agree to become the 51st state. Okay, added that part in there.
I think you added that.
I did, but we were all thinking it.
Well, it could have been.
Just got to become the 51st state. It's not going to be that hard.
No. Yeah.
The president noted that Canadian companies that opt to build or manufacture product within the United States will not be subject to tariffs, and that his administration will do everything possible to get approvals quickly, professionally, and routinely, in other words, in a matter of weeks. Last year, the U.S. traded an estimated $762.1 billion in goods with its northern neighbor. So it's $750 billion.
That's a lot of bucks.
It is a lot. Mm. The U.S. trade deficit with Canada, which Trump described as a major threat, the American economy and to national security, was estimated at $63.3 billion in 2024, a 1.4% drop from 2023. He says, if Canada works with me to stop the flow of fentanyl, we will perhaps consider an adjustment to this letter.
Nice.
These tariffs may be modified upward or downward, depending on our relationship with your country. You will never be disappointed with the United States of America. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Well, Chrysler, I know they're moving some production back across the border.
They've had facilities in Canada for a long time. I remember as a kid.
Yeah. So that's one that's already making the move.
All right. Well, we'll see. Trump winning? You bet. Tired of it? Not at all. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, if something is irritating you, bothering you, if it's bugging you, you need to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. That way, you're going to feel so much lighter throughout the whole weekend. And you're welcome in advance. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday, 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you? Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I have one, but one... I was driving down Parker Road, and somebody is mowing, and they're blowing, they're shooting everything into the road. So that's a big bug to me.
Ooh, yeah.
But what I called about was Alachua County School Board. They're $20 million in debt. They're laying off maintenance workers. They're laying off bus mechanics. They're laying off bus drivers. They have one plumber for the entire county. And now they're going to spend $47,000 for 5 minutes to go down to Orlando to try to get Newberry Charter School back.
Ah, yes. Can we say the word and apply it here? Top heavy? I just did. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I often make the pilgrimage up to the Publix in Lake City with a cooler because I'm buying some refrigerated goods. And like Greg, I religiously return my shopping cart to the shopping cart thingamabob. And then, but somehow my cooler just vanished. And I'm just all like, where's my cooler? And I'm just like, did I leave it in the cart? That can't be possible. That's bugging me.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of something kind of big to lose track of because you want to keep your stuff cold, so wouldn't you be loading from the cart into the cooler? But somehow he lost it. Okay. It's in the garage.
Parking lots and stuff are tricky.
No, it's in the garage.
Is that where it's at?
I almost know exactly where it is. It's by the corner there.
Thanks for listening.
You put something
to
in front of it.
Psychic Bob Show.
No, that was from St. Anthony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, these demon rat activist judges are putting little girls' lives in mortal jeopardy, being raped and murdered by illegals they're protecting. It's so infuriating. I can't even express it in words. Now, Trump needs to sign some sort of new sedition act, executive order kind of thing, that will pick these judges up and deport these demons straight down alligator traz.
Yeah. You know, Governor DeSantis really put it well. I think he was on with Jesse Waters, and he said, you know, look, it's clear that these Democrats actually treat illegal aliens, even the worst of the worst, better than they treat their own citizens.
Absolutely.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the situation at 484 and I-75. That road has been torn up for years, not months, not days, years. Nothing is happening on it. It is sitting there. They've excavated part of the underpass or the overpass, and it's a nightmare. Somebody really needs to get on this thing because I don't know if these people are just sucking money out of it or what, but it's terrible. It backs up from miles on 484. The lights aren't synced properly or anything. It is an absolute nightmare trying to get out on 484 and get past I-75. It's really terrible.
Wow. I haven't driven that road in a long time. Isn't that the one where Big Daddy, Don Garlitz's place is, 484 and I-75? The area, I guess, is growing, but the road never really did. I don't know why it would be under construction so constantly, but hang in there. Trevor, good morning. What's bugging you?
It's pretty trivial, but James Gunn's new Superman movie, he got rid of the motto, Truth, Justice, and the American Way, and made it Truth, Justice, and pretty much Equity for All.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That kind of bugs me.
Yeah, and it should, and people have been talking about it, and many people are not happy with that, and I agree with them not being happy.
I wanted to go, but after us talking about a couple of interviews that he did, and just trying to make it political and illegal alien related, it's like, okay, dude, you lost me. Just do a good movie. Movies are like sports. You mess it up when you bring politics into it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be something everybody can go to. We don't have our differences while we're at these places. They're an escape.
Entertainment and escape.
But no, you have to go mess it up for us. So now I'm not going to go see the new Superman.
That's because everybody on the left has an agenda, no matter what their job is. They have to incorporate that agenda into everything they do. Good morning, Michelle. What's bugging you?
Can I say two things?
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to, first off, happy Friday. But I want to say the two babies that were killed yesterday on Williston Road and 34th, And also that P. Diddy got off. I think that's BS.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yep. It is. That's the two
day.
Things.
Oh, okay.
The babies
thanks.
And P. Diddy.
Thanks for sharing with us, because that reminds me, we're going to try to turn, you know, tragedy into some sort of a teachable moment, make sure we get the word out. Mm-hmm. Kevin Mangan is going to be joining us. He's the PIO for the city of High Springs, and he's going to be talking about child safety, wearing helmets, restraints in cars, and apparently these kids were not restrained, and in, no. If you hadn't heard the story, it was Williston I-75 yesterday, 6 a.m., wreck, and two of the kids perished because, well, one of the reasons, because they had no restraints at all, no child seat, no nothing. Terrible tragedy, but we'll let Kevin address that coming up in about 30 minutes or so. All right, hang in there, my friends, and happy Friday. We made it to the weekend. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday. Thank you, Lord. 7:34 right now, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Stop the presses!
Uh-oh.
Yes! John Kerry admits Trump was right.
No, come on.
I said...
Are you pulling our leg?
John Kerry admits Trump was right.
The John Kerry.
The John Kerry.
Rhino John
just
Kerry.
Just uttered... his most brilliant statement ever in his entire lengthy career. This is it.
Hmm.
This is better than windsurfing. Trump was right. And he's referring to border policy. Wow. He said, the problem is we, Democrats, should have been right. The former party heavyweight has little sway inside the Democrat Party, whose leaders just released a plan that would flood America with a massive inflow of Indians seeking white-collar and blue-collar jobs, housing, and political power. Kerry's admission comes as Trump faces renewed pressure from business groups to reopen jobs to economic migrants. To that I say, absolutely not. This H-1B visa program was a scam. Perpetrated against the American workers, most of them in the tech fields and high-tech fields. And those people, their careers were destroyed by foreign workers coming in. It still happens to this day. Trump needs to really get a handle on this. This should be high importance. And these tech companies, and you know they're all making an absolute fortune, and they're all lying through their teeth about the need for foreign workers because they can't find people with the right qualifications or education here in the U.S. There may have been some truth to that 30 years ago. Maybe a little bit 20 years ago, but is not even close to the truth now. They do it on a regular basis. The Googles and the Microsofts of the world, they do it on a regular basis. They let a bunch of people go, and then they say, oh, we need H-1B visas. We need a green light on this. We need to bring people in. We've got these job openings. They're playing a game.
Yep.
They're playing a game, and the American worker is suffering as a result. And we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't put up with it. And Trump can address it, and he should address it. Now, I'm not saying there's never any need for any foreign, higher skilled worker, educated worker. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But this opening, this little loophole, whatever you want to call it, has clearly been taken advantage of in a huge way. And they know they can take advantage of foreign workers. They work them harder. They work them longer. They pay them less. And if you raise your hand and go, hey, it's like, well, I'd hate to see you lose your job because you'd also lose your visa. You'd also lose your ability to be here in America. See ya. Bye-bye. Anybody else got a complaint? No, sir. Uh-huh. That's exactly what occurs. It's wrong. And it can be and it should be addressed. But back to what John Kerry said. He admitted it, that Trump was right about immigration. Well, what choice do you have if you're just telling the truth? It's not that difficult. The borders were absolutely overrun. It didn't happen by accident. It wasn't an act of God, okay? It was an act of the far left and their activists. It was done through NGOs. It was done when Joe Biden removed the executive order that Trump had in place to protect us and the borders. They were paying people. They were giving them tickets. Look, 100 people from 115 different countries didn't walk to war as Mexico.
No. No.
They did not. And you saw some of the people that were coming across.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed in, you know, nice, reasonable clothing, not looking like they had been trudging along a roadway for miles and miles.
No, not at all.
And what you need to remember is it was people like Secretary Mayorkas, who was just such a lion sack.
Oh.
I mean, you just couldn't stand it. And Biden, of course, went along with it, but yeah, who knows when he knew better and when he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the lesson to be learned here is, remember in the future, when Democrats make you promises, they're liars. So you cannot trust them. They have zero credibility. And that's not, again, I like to always separate like the opinion and the you know, the conspiracy theory or whatever from absolute fact. It's absolute fact that the Democrats and Biden opened the border. Fact.
Yes.
Through their NGOs, they sent people to the border to come across. That's an absolute fact. Mm-hmm. That can't be denied. So when you know these facts and you know Mayorkas for a fact, lied. Not once, not twice. He lied so many times. He lied to Congresswoman Kat Kamick right to her face.
Yep.
Actually, on more than one occasion.
Yes.
He lied to the American people. And all the Democrats, they knew exactly what was going on. They all knew it. And they allowed our borders to be overrun. And, you know, the overrunning of the borders, that's just a part of the issue. What came with it? The deadly fentanyl. They killed 70,000 Americans a year during those years. Fentanyl killed them. It was fentanyl poisoning. It was people who may have been taking something illicitly, illegally, that they shouldn't have, but they shouldn't also necessarily get a death sentence because of it, and that's precisely what happened. And the Democrats didn't care. And the lefty media was right there with them. They didn't do any fentanyl stories. If the Republicans had any ties to allowing fentanyl into the country, the media would have fallen all over themselves, tripped all over themselves, writing story after story after story of this scourge that is killing innocent Americans. They would run those stories all day long. But because it points back to Democrats, it pointed back to the Biden administration. It pointed back to Mayorkas. It pointed to not failures. It's not a failure at the border. It was purposefully done. And so the Democrats today, they might admit it in some small way. They go, well, that border thing, yeah, we should have done a better job of securing the border. That's telling a lie right there.
But these were the same politicians, if you go back 10, 15, 20 years, we're talking about how we needed a wall. We needed to protect our sovereignty, and we needed to protect our borders and protect Americans and our jobs. They all said the same thing we say today.
Yes. And what changed was they looked at demographics and they looked at where the American people were headed. And the American people were not satisfied with what Democrats were offering policy-wise and politically. But instead of the Democrats amending their agenda, they got further and further away from what the American people wanted, further left. Mm-hmm. So the American voters were leaving them. They saw that. They do studies all the time. They do focus groups. They do all these things. They're always looking at that. And they knew the only way we can win elections is by importing voters. That's what they came up with.
Yeah.
And that's why so many of the people that were very anti-illegal immigration then changed over, because they said, hey, this is our only way of keeping, attaining, and maybe growing in power. You know, one of the interesting things that occurred during kind of this time period, if you want to go back a few years, I mean, I remember when Florida was teetering on the edge. It was like purple, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were all worried about this I-4 corridor and all the Hispanics that lived there, and they were so worried about it. And I remember saying at the time, I go, You know, some of these people might be voting Democrat, but as time goes on, they're going to become more and more aware. And these people have values. These are family people. Many of them are God-fearing people. They're hard workers. They're going to see the writing on the wall, and they're going to adjust to it. And they have. They have, big time.
Yep.
And see, the Democrats did not see that coming. They assumed, we've got the black and Hispanic vote locked up tight. And both blacks and Hispanics have been leaving the Democrat Party now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
Because the Democrat Party's not serving, really hasn't been serving their needs for a long time. But as of recently, when they take these radical stances, pro-family people, they just can't put up with it.
Right.
Biological males in sports with women, and
no.
You keep trying to fight?
No.
Fight for that in California? Trump's got to sue them? When you want to mutilate children because they think they really, really, Susie really wants to be Billy, really bad.
No.
It's craziness. And people are waking up to that. And they say, what is this? This isn't the Democrat Party that I signed up for. This isn't a Democrat Party I remember my parents telling me about. This isn't the Democrat Party my grandparents told me that were looking out for the working man. What? They're not looking out for the working man. They want to hire all kinds of illegals and foreigners. They wanted to ship businesses overseas. All right. Luckily, the working man has an advocate. His name is Donald J. Trump. And even John Kerry.
That's amazing.
Admits.
That's amazing.
That Trump was right.
Yeah.
But again, one of his most brilliant moments John Kerry has ever had. Well,
we should try to remember this.
Other than marrying the ketchup heiress, which was not a bad move.
No. No. That's helped him out just a little bit.
His friend said, we're going to be rich too, John, but we know in terms of your wealth, we'll never catch up. It was supposed to be a rim shot.
Oh, no. You got that. It's Friday.
I'll take my beatings, too, until my morale improves, of course.
Well.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a special guest coming up at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss it because it'll also pertain to a very tragic local story as well. Hang in there, and happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, 7:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And a federal judge appointed by former President George W. Bush has blocked President Donald Trump's executive order ending birthright American citizenship for the United States-born children of illegal aliens. On Thursday, the judge, Joseph LaPlante, of the United States District Court for the District of New Hampshire, granted a class-wide preliminary injunction to illegal aliens who have sued the Trump administration over the order. My understanding is they really had to twist and turn and churn and do all kinds of legal maneuvers to kind of bring this whole suit and case to bear. And then the judge, I guess, at least initially, is going along with that and putting the injunction in place. After careful consideration of the party submissions, the supporting declarations, and applicable law, and the filings and records in this case, the court grants petitioner's motion for a class-wide preliminary injunction, and then went into greater detail upon that. So we'll have to see how that process works out, because that's interesting. That comes really right after the Supreme Court has pretty much ruled that these courts do not have the power to put in place an injunction that impacts the entire nation.
Right.
Where that would be the purview of, you know, the executive branch and, in this case, the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Supreme Court ruling that way. That, to me, would be the answer to any judicial questions related to that, I would think. But we'll see how this plays out. Department of Homeland Security skewering the media for suggesting that the alleged illegal immigrant pedophiles arrested by ICE as part of the operations in Minneapolis had a fundamental cultural misunderstanding. What?
Wait a minute. These are pedophiles.
Yes.
Right? Okay. They've been arrested for it.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't really do anything wrong. It was just a cultural misunderstanding.
It's part of their culture to
try
to have sex with children?
Yeah, you know, it's just a cultural thing.
DHS detailed several Laotian, meaning from Laos, Laotian and Thai criminal illegal aliens who were arrested as part of the operation. Some had convictions of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14, and others had rap sheets including second-degree sexual assault of a child. The Minnesota Star put it this way, quote, the deportations bring anxiety to the Hmong community and accusations of cultural misunderstanding. Now, it wasn't ICE that convicted these people of these acts. ICE didn't convict them. ICE is simply taking them off the streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if there's a cultural misunderstanding, that would be between you and the law, you and the court.
Yeah.
Huh.
Cultural misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah. So the Department of Homeland Security is really not happy. Quote, rather than defend American victims, the Minnesota Star Tribune sympathized with convicted child sexual predators. This was a DHS response, adding more perspective by highlighting Chia Neng Vu, who was convicted of criminal sexual conduct with a child under 13 years old in 1998 and convicted of committing a crime for the benefit of a gang. His final order of removal was issued. Final order of removal. You're to be removed from this country.
Right.
That was issued October 31st of what year?
I don't know.
2003.
So what's still doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's just families,
nearly,
Bob, looking for a better way.
Nearly 22 years ago.
Wow. Hmm.
22 years ago.
That's just...
What do you think happened in that in the 22 years? Do you think that person may have been entangled in some other sexual abuse situation of a child?
Oh, no, I'm sure they just lived the perfect American life, just a little below the radar until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, you know, they quit committing any sort of crimes that would benefit a gang.
Absolutely. Just, straight and narrow. Straight and narrow. Right.
It the list goes on. And
yet, like the governor said, and we keep saying, these politicians keep protecting the wrong people. They're protecting the bad guys and not protecting Americans.
California Assemblyman Steve Bennett. I'm trying to interpret what Steve said because his foot was in his mouth. It was hard to listen to this guy.
Okay, we're ready.
He stated that while he doesn't know very much about the clash between immigration agents and others in Ventura County, he didn't know very much about it. But, quote, this was a very peaceful morning at this field in Camarillo until this militarization effort took place.
But he doesn't know much about it.
Nope.
That's a lot of detail for somebody who doesn't know.
And I might point out that it is sort of the beginning. If you try to normalize militarization of domestic life, they want to normalize illegal immigrants being everywhere. Mm. Coming to this nation illegally, they want that to be normalized. We want following the rule of law to be normalized. Who's right?
Yeah.
Who's right? There was nothing going on, he said, in these fields that suggested we needed to have this enormous amount of military presence showing up in this field. The host of the News Nation from the Hill said, what do you know about what's going on there? Again, he says, well, I don't know very much because I'm up here in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
So he's a California assemblyman, willing to go on a show, do an interview, tell how bad and militaristic these ICE actions are. But he doesn't really know that much about it.
Then probably should just be quiet.
Well, yeah. But again, by opening their pie hole, they tell us who they are. And when he says they want to normalize this militaristic behavior, it's very interesting that they use the term normalize because the left, the Democrats, are the party to normalize abhorrent or illegal behavior, right? Mm. They want to normalize it all. So it's interesting that he used that exact term. Again, goes back to Karl Marx, and they call you what they are. We've got very special guests lined up for you next. We've got the police chief of High Springs, Chief Shepherd, Antoine Shepherd, and also Kevin Mangan, the public information officer for the city of High Springs, highlighting the importance of a national night out, but maybe even more important this time around is Safe Kids North Central Florida. Children safe on bikes, children safe in vehicles, which is very timely, unfortunately. We'll delve into that next on 97.3 The Sky.